I'm Krista Hepburn. You're listening to County Grows. Today I have on the phone with me Margot Rivers, Master Gardener, and we're going to talk about color in the garden. We can all use a little color right now, right, Margot?
Oh, most definitely.
So how do we get color in our garden?
One of the first things that you should consider is the atmosphere or drought or mood you would like in the garden. And warmer colors, reds and oranges and yellows, those are a little more dramatic and they're very vibrant and eye-catching. So if that's the kind of atmosphere you'd like, then you look for flowers that are in those colors. And fortunately, there's a lot of varieties that come in a large variety of color. So if there's, you know, favorite pansies or even sunflowers, you can get them in different colors to suit your decor. For cool colors, it's a lot more calming and relaxing. You're going to use colors that are in the purples and the blues and a variety of tones in those colors. And then you can also go monochromatic, which means you use one color in a variation of tones. And you can do this with hanging baskets on your landscape or deck containers. And you can match those containers whichever way you want with the garden to make sort of an accent. So you can pick up used containers and paint them when you decide what colors you're going for, what kind of color scheme. And then you can also add texture to your garden, which also makes it a nice variety and really pleasant to look at. Blue fescue, different ornamental grasses, taller plants with smaller border plants, and all different textures. Something like a peony, pansies, phlox, those are softer texture plants. Black-eyed Susans, marigolds, holly fern, hostas, begonias, those are more textural plants. So you can mix those up using your whatever color scheme that you'd like to use and make your garden really interesting.
And so can you combine the two textures in one? So if you want to have a cool plant and a warm plant, do they all grow in the same soil?
Yes, yeah, that all depends on what kind of plants you get. So, you know, if you're in a shady area, you're going to go for plants that do really well in the shade. If you have an area that's very arid and very dry during the summer and the spring, then you want to go for drought-resistant plants. And if you're, you know, looking at grasses, there's quite a few invasive plants that you should avoid if you're going to put them in your landscape because they will take over. A lot of the ornamental grasses, even things like lily of the valleys, they can be really invasive. So if you want to add that sort of plant to your garden, it's better if you put them in containers so that you can keep them in one area and they don't take over your garden.
So give us some samples of the different types of plants that you could plant in there.
Well, a lot of plants are both for containers and your landscape, but the warmer plants, red poppies, anemone, amaryllis, columbine, so you can use in your background, you can use climbing vines, which are really pretty, and they can be very dramatic. Cool plants, colored plants, lavenders, some of the hostas, I believe they bloom in either white or more of a lavender or violet color. Blue fescue, bleeding hearts, they come in pink and white, so you can use them in either one. Yellows are daffodils, straw flowers, sunflowers. There's also firecracker sunflowers that only grow 2 to 3 feet tall, and they go from brown to yellow. It gives you another variety if you like sunflowers, but you don't want 7-foot sunflowers. In the blue area, there's salvia, storm cloud. False indigo is beautiful, and their leaves are a very soft green color, which is really pretty. Russian sage, clematis, and English lavender. So those are some of the ideas. And like I said before, phlox, they come in a variety of color, and they're beautiful in a border or even in a hanging basket.
And do you plant these at different times of the year, or?
It depends on the plants that you get. I mean, you could use annuals every year if you wanted to, so you can change the color scheme of your garden. or you can use perennials. They are normally planted after the last frost. Yes, you have to think long-term what you want. If you want to stick with that, or you want to mix them with some perennials and annuals so you can change things up each year.
And do you like yourself perennials or annuals or both?
I'm a perennial girl. I like planting perennials. I prefer that. Yeah, I usually look for those.
So when you're perennials, you plant the perennials, or they come up year after year after year, or is there a limit?
No, they usually come up year after year, as long as you keep the soil rejuvenated and make sure that there's organic material in there so they get what they need. A lot of them you split up after a couple of years so you can spread them out. I've had things like irises and lilies, false indigo, more than 5 years. Just keep going. So it all depends on, you know, you keep them healthy and they can go on for quite a few years.
As long as you keep your garden weeded and watered, it's good to know. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just, you know, put composting in there to feed them and, yeah, just keep it cleaned out and give them, you know, room for air and sun or whatever they need. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun working in a garden when you've got, when you can play with the color scheme. And
And
it's always good to, I mean, even if you're doing a vegetable garden, any kind of garden, it's good to plan it out and, you know, so you have an idea of what you're looking for and what it might look like near the end of the season. Something like sedums, they start out like the actual budding is like a light green or yellowy green. And then in the fall, they turn orangey red. That's something you'd have to keep in mind. It's always good to check the different flowers and know how their season goes. So if you want things that are blooming at different times, it's a good idea to talk to somebody about, you know, what blooms in spring and what blooms right to the fall. So you have a really good idea of what colors are coming up in your garden and when.
And master gardeners can certainly help with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Techmastergardeners.ca. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram. And we're having the plant sale coming up in May. And we're also going to be doing a advice table 3 weekends in a row at the Wellington Market this summer.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Margo.
Well, thank you for having me.
That sounds colorful gardens this year.
Yes, let's hope.
I'm Krista Hepburn. I've been speaking with Margo Rivers, Master Gardener. If you have a question about gardening, go to pcmastergardeners.ca.